Intonation Patterns of One and Two Syllable Words, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome back to class. In this lesson, we're going to talk more about intonation patterns, specifically intonation patterns in words, and gradually we'll build things up until we're making complete sentences. But let's start with the very basic in intonation. As hopefully you remember from a few lessons ago, we talked about three kinds of stress. Remember? The primary stress, the secondary stress, and what we call a weak or reduced stress, which is often pronounced as the schwa. So right now I'd like to get a little more into each of these and do quite a bit of practicing. I want you to feel really, really comfortable with intonation in words. So if you look at the handout I have for you, you'll see under primary stress, it says every word has one and only one syllable with a primary stress. Do you remember what kinds of words have primary stresses? That's the content words, meaning the nouns, the verbs, the adjectives, and the adverbs. And the primary stress is the strongest sound in the word, has a pure vowel sound, it doesn't change to a schwa or anything else. And as we diagram this, we're going to diagram it with a long green bar. This will represent a primary stress. Now, something really important about primary stresses is when the primary stress falls on the last syllable of the word, it has a gliding sound. It falls. It sounds like this. It may be longer, it may be shorter, depending on the word, but it glides. It's not flat. So if I say the word dog, dog, I don't say dog. That's a pretty flat sound. Dog, dog. Can you hear my sound drop? So if a word ends with a primary stress or has only one syllable, making that the end of the word, the primary stress has a gliding sound. Dog. Of course, if you're asking a question, the gliding sound goes up. Dog. But now this is something really important. The length of that glide depends on the final sound of the word. You're going to really have to pay attention to be able to hear the difference in the length of the word. Now, here are the rules. If a word ends with an unvoiced sound, remember those unvoiced sounds? For example, T or K pronounced T or meaning that no voice is used to make these sounds. If a word ends with a primary stress and has a glide, if the final sound is unvoiced, the length of that syllable will be just a little bit shorter. If the word ends with a voiced sound, like d, g, if you need to use your voice to make the sound, the glide will be just slightly longer. And if the word ends in a vowel sound, the glide will be even longer. So listen to the difference in these three words. See if you can hear just a very, very slight difference in the length. Beat. Bead. Bee. Beat. Bead. Bee. Can you hear the difference? It's very subtle. Very small difference, but it is there. In today's lesson, we'll talk more about this length. But as we go on in the future, I want you to try to remember this. So one more time. If a word ends with a primary stress, or if the word has only one syllable, you'll hear a glide, and the length of that glide is determined by the final sound. If it's unvoiced, it will be short. If it's voiced, it will be a little longer. And if it's a vowel sound, which of course is also voiced, it will be even longer. To tell you the truth, sometimes we don't hear the final sound of the word as much as we do the length of the vowel. So one more time, the examples are beat, bead, bee. Hear the glide in all of those? They all have a glide. But the length of the sound changes. Of course, if I want to ask a question, I would say beat, bead, bee. The glide would go up. Now, some but not all words have a secondary stress. In order to have a secondary stress, the word needs to have at least two syllables. You can't have a secondary stress in a one-syllable word. And a secondary stress, like a primary stress, has a pure vowel sound, but it's not as strong. It fits somewhere in the middle. So for our demonstration, we're going to diagram the secondary stress with a shorter blue bar. Now, if you remember before, I mentioned that a lot of languages have two kinds of stress. The primary and secondary stress is what, for example, Spanish has, Japanese has, and a number of other languages. But the missing component for many people is that third sound, or the weak or reduced sound, which is the weak stress. The weak stress dips really low in the language. And basically, we're just trying to get from one consonant sound to the next consonant sound as quickly as possible. So in order to do that, we go very fast and we just say, "Ugh." The symbol for the schwa is the upside down E, and the sound is "Ugh." So for our diagram, we're going to use a red dot to represent a schwa. And sometimes a weak stress is made by really shortening a long vowel. In that case, we're going to use kind of a squashed dot or an oval. So let's try some of these out. If you look at the page that says words with one syllable, let's really concentrate on elongating the sounds and gliding them down. So under the column that says ends with vowel, you look down the list of words and see that some of them end with a vowel and some of them end with a Y or a W. It still has a vowel sound. The consonant doesn't do anything to change that. And we notice the symbol, a very elongated, gliding primary stress. And it sounds like this. Now, I really want you to exaggerate. Let's practice these words. Really exaggerate. Make sure that you're gliding. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey. Hey. Good. See. Notice that nice long sound. We don't hear people say see. We hear them say see. See. Hey. I see. Feel the glide in there. Okay, the next one. Do. Do. Fly. Fly. We're exaggerating. Please exaggerate. Shoe. Shoe. Me. Me. Say. Say. Draw. draw. High. High. No. No. Good. Now again, if we ask a question, we go up. For example, is it for me? Is it a shoe? Did you see? No, I didn't see. No. Can you draw? Hey, I can draw. Okay, we're exaggerating, but go ahead and do that. Make sure that you really get the glide in. Exaggeration is a very good form of practicing. When you're speaking normally, you won't be doing this, but I want you to make these sounds longer than you think. Hey, hi, hi, what's up? Hi, that's how I really talk. Hi, did you see it? No. When you make your sounds too short, if you say, for example, hi, no, I see, guess what? It sounds a little bit rude. It does. It sounds rude in English. It sounds like you're either angry or just an unkind person. You've got to make the sounds longer. Let's try the next column. You'll see that in the next column, all of these words end with a voiced consonant. So we need them to be just a little bit shorter than the words that end with a vowel, but not too short. So listen. Seed. Seed. Bed. Bed. Can. Can. Dog. Dog. Soon. Soon. Hard. Hard. Chin. Chin. Long. Long. Sun. Sun. Rain. Rain. Feel that pulling down sound, that gliding sound. Everything goes down, or it goes up if we're asking a question. Let me try some sentences, see if you can hear this. Open the can. Is it a dog? Did you hurt your chin? Where's the sun? Oh no, it's rain. Hear that gliding sound? Now in the next column, all of these words end with an unvoiced consonant, meaning that the vowel sound that precedes it will be a little bit shorter. But you have to remember to put the glide in. Don't make it a nice flat sound. It has to be a gliding sound. All of these are one-syllable words. They're content words. They have to have a glide. Otherwise, you sound too flat and sometimes unkind. So, follow me. Seat. Seat. Bet. Bet. Wife. Wife. Cat. Cat. Book. Book. Juice. Juice. Hope. Hope. Desk. Desk. Health. health, miss, miss. Is that your wife? Take a seat. Would you like some juice? How's your health? Repeat these words as many times as you can in order to feel very comfortable with the glide. You'll notice that I've left a lot of free space under each of these words. Guess what that's for? That's for you to, number one, finish the homework that we have for you, but number two, start making lists of your own words, the words that you use often. What column do they fit under? If you have some one-syllable words, see if you can figure out where they belong. Now, don't do this with the structure words, not prepositions, articles, things like that, but the main content words. Get a good feeling of the words that you use every day and start categorizing them and practice them as well. So let's go on to the next page where you see words with two syllables. Now you'll see some columns with two-syllable words. And if you look at the first column, you'll see we start with a primary stress. And what's that little red dot? A weak stress, meaning a schwa. So all of these words have two syllables, and the second syllable sounds like a schwa. So the pattern is this. Da-dut, da-dut. A primary stress and a weak stress. So if you look down the column, you'll see all kinds of vowels in the second syllable. An A in human, an I in fragile. But guess what? They all are pronounced as a schwa. Don't let the spelling confuse you. These are weak stresses. Be very, very careful to make the sound. Try to get from the first consonant to the second consonant as quickly as possible. I'm going to start very high and dip very low for exaggeration purposes. Okay, follow me. Human. 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 Fragile. 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 Circle. 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 Weather. 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 English. 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 Pumpkin. 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 Finish. 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 Water. 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 Bottle. 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 Neighbor. 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 All right, good. If you look at this column again and you think about grammar, what part of speech are most of these? Most of these are nouns. It's very common for two-syllable nouns to fall under this category. Not always, but very common. If you look in the second column, you'll see a primary stress and a weak stress. But this time, the weak stress is that little red oval. Remember what that is? that's when we shorten the vowel sound. We're not turning it into a schwa. We're shortening it, usually because it was a long sound to start out with. So now it's just a short sound. So we don't say lazy. We say lazy. Much shorter than lazy, but not a schwa. So we say da da, da da, lazy, 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 lonely, 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 baby, 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 handy, 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 country, 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 busy, 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 pudding, 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 singing, 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 hearing, 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 sunny, sunny, sunny. Good. When we ask a question, and the last syllable of the word is a secondary or weak stress, we also go up, but we don't glide. So instead of saying human, I would say human. Put the weak stress up high. Human, fragile, circle, lazy, lonely, baby. Is it fragile? Are you lonely? So those are our primary plus weak stress patterns. It's possible to say primary plus a secondary stress pattern in a two-syllable word, but very often primary plus secondary stress patterns are compound nouns. We mentioned that in the overview, and we'll have another lesson on that soon. So let's move on to two-syllable words that begin with a weak stress and end with a primary stress. And as you can guess, if it ends with a primary stress, we've got a glide. So we begin with a weak stress plus a primary stress that ends with a vowel sound. Remember what that means? That's right. The vowel sound will make it a little bit longer. So it sounds like this. Da da, da da. Very short first syllable, nice and long and gliding second syllable. For example, away, 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 go away. Today, today. Today, annoy, 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 employ, 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 deny, 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 allow, 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 enjoy, 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 renew, 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 rely, 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 beray, beray, beray. So these are very long second syllables because they end with a primary stress and they have a vowel sound at the end. And if you ask a yes-no question, the glide goes up. Today, enjoy, rely. All right, let's look at the next column. In the next column, we have a weak stress, or a schwa, and a primary stress. But this time, the second syllable ends with a voiced consonant. So we're going to shorten the sound just a little bit. For example, da-da, da-da, avoid, 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 control. Don't say con, con is a schwa. Control, control, record, record. This is a verb, the noun would be different. Record, alone, alone, alone. Indulge, indulge, indulge. Astound, astound, astound. Inside, inside, inside. Refuse, refuse, refuse. Upheld, upheld, upheld. Believe, believe, believe. Okay. I don't want to be alone. Is it inside? Refuse. All right, our next column, we have a weak stress plus a primary stress, but this time it ends with an unvoiced consonant, which means that the final vowel sound before the consonant will be a little bit shorter. For example, da-da. Da-da. Now don't forget the glide. It's still there. It's just a lot faster. We have admit. 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 Pronounce. 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 About. 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 Elope. 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 Detect. 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 Amount. 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 Result, result, result. A state, estate. Estate. Compete. 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 Advice. 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 What's it about? Are you going to elope? What did he detect? Don't forget the glide in there. Now again, think of two-syllable words that you use and start listing them. List them, practice them. Make very sure that if you have a schwa, you're pronouncing a schwa. Make very sure that you're making your primary stress high enough. And if the primary stress is at the end of the word, make sure that you've got a glide. Examine the word. Turn it inside out. Is it a long sound? Is it a short sound? And again, exaggerate and practice a million times if you have to make sure that you become very comfortable with these intonation patterns. This will be the key to getting you to the next step, the key to start talking about the sentences that you'll be making. So this is the very beginning in intonation. In our next lesson, we'll go on and talk about a little bit bigger words. But before you do that, please take some time and go over the homework. Listen to the 1 and 2 syllable words that we have for you and put them in the correct column. Get comfortable with it before you go on to the next lesson. Because as I've said, learning an accent and learning new pronunciation takes time. Make sure you give it some time and make sure you're comfortable and then go to the next step. Because little by little, you're going to be great. So go ahead and do that and I'll see you in the next class. Take care. Bye.